We're very specific about like how dogs are angels, and so
I think what I said is dogs can't be racist, but I don't know.
Yeah, and because they're angels, and so I was like, oh, well, that's good. I think that was a good theme for the show. So, so here we are. We're back after a couple of weeks off. More on that later. For now, you're listening to Breacha Campbell, a Scottish composer. Reclaiming the Bagpipes. This is a song whose name I am absolutely going to butcher. It is Ashalak, hopefully. And it is off of her brand new album, Sunwise.
Thank you.
Hello and welcome back to the speaking portion of this show here that we all know and love and maybe a little bit hate, called I Come From The Mountain. I still hope to this day, many years into making the show, that someone out there is repeating those words back to me, even though I can't hear them. Yeah, we're back. Me and Tasha are back here on the air. We took a little bit of a break, as all healthy people should do every now and then, is take a little bit of a break. Actually, I'm being not great right now because Tasha didn't really take a break.
No, I was just nodding my head but gritting my teeth.
Yeah, you didn't take a break. I took a break.
But we took a break from being on air.
Did a bunch of cool stuff. We'll maybe get into that. But first, the cool stuff that you just listened to right at this moment, courtesy of a deeply misunderstood dog, who may or may not be racist, depending on where you stand. If a dog can be racist, I think a dog could probably be trained to be.
People project racism onto dogs.
I think that a dog can carry like their owner's or their trainer's racism. I don't know if the dog is capable of that, but I don't know. I'm not a dog expert. I'm not the girl with the dogs, you know?
No, she is the expert.
She is the expert.
Yeah, and if you need to relax, just look up The Girl with the Dogs. You can just sit back and watch like an hour of dog grooming, and it's a good time. And they're not always well behaved.
Which is kind of the endearing part about it sometimes, mm-hmm. I think. So, great. So, yeah, you heard a song, Walking Our Way Back, to the beginning of this hour. You just heard a song by the band Goon called Patsy's Twin off of their new album Dream 3, which makes you wonder, did they have a Dream 1 and 2? I don't think they did,
actually. I
think this is just the third Dream now, though. I mean, I'm not even sure why they would name it Dream 3. Is it the third Dream? Is it not the third Dream? Is it just like, is three a stand-in here for something else?
I like the idea of naming something the third or fourth while not having committed to anything following up or previous to that number.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, for sure. It's like people, but doesn't that also fall into like the same annoying place of like when bands release self-titled albums long after their first album? That always gets to me, and it almost makes me dislike the band more.
Huh.
Even though I've liked some of those albums, but I just think I'm like, God, it, like, I get it. You're like, redefined now, man.
Yeah, I guess that's the MO, right? Is like, now you feel like you fully come into your name, but
yeah,
I mean, for Dream 3, if dreams are in question, like, it could be anything, man. And that is, like, a very dreamy psych pop, little bit rough track.
Yeah.
That makes sense for that album title.
Yeah, this album is weird.
Yes.
It's a weird album. I don't know if it's all good.
This is like one of my favorite songs off the album. The rest of it is okay. It's like, it's nice, but like, I think this is a beautiful song. As far as like songwriting goes, this is nearly perfect for me. I really love this song, but they didn't hit this on the rest of Dream 3, which I hope you get more of that like hard, soft, in the future. That's my favorite. I mean,
all that hard, soft.
Yeah, I love hard, soft. Quiet, loud, hard, soft. Like, yeah. If you can do it right, it hits so good.
Do you think that might be like one of the quiet MOs of I Come From the Mountain, that we just love hard, soft music?
We do.
We do. We really do.
Yeah.
Speaking of hard, soft, before that, you heard from The OCs, currently under the moniker The OCs, not OCs, not The OCs, not...
Why do they gotta be like this?
Because they're fun, okay? And this album, the song's called Sneaker, which is either a shoe or someone that sneaks, which I'm not sure which one they mean.
I can't tell.
And this is an album called Abomination Revealed at Last, which is probably the first OC's record in like maybe 8 records that I've really genuinely enjoyed listening to. I like the OCs. I like their vibe. I like their music. But the past couple albums, I feel, have been a bit like just more of the OCs. Like, that's the problem with these psych bands that just like pump out albums. It's like they can't all be bangers, you know?
I think with the OCs, and this is something that I said to you when we were listening to this, was that like, for me, this was like from Smote Reverser until now, everything in between was like they're figuring out what they want to do next.
Totally.
But while they're figuring it out, they're putting out albums like consistently.
Yeah.
And now listening to this one, this is like the product of having figured it out.
I agree. And, you know, I think it even reflects in the album name. It's called Abomination Revealed at Last, which is kind of an allusion to Mutilator Defeated at Last.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I think. It could not
be,
but I can't imagine that it's not. So
yeah, that's psych, man.
It's psych, man. Before that, you heard from not a psych band. You heard from the hardcore punk collective, The Armed, a song called "Well Made Play," which is the opening banger off of their new album, "The Future Is Here and Everything Needs to Be Destroyed." Incredible name, honestly. What a mission statement.
Yeah.
The Armed have been a band for a very long time. They've actually been on my radar for forever. But I just never really gave them a shot. I don't know. I think I heard like one song from some past album and I just wasn't that impressed. And then I just saw this one come up on my feed and I was like, you know what? Let's give it a go. Let's give it a run, you know? And dang, is it a good album, honestly. Like, really inventive, cool, hardcore punk meets metalcore meets something else entirely, just like the weird ADHD of our generation in an album. But I think they do it really well.
Yeah, it's like the sound of a collective.
Yeah,
you
totally.
Can tell it sort of changes throughout the album. To me, upon listening to it a bunch of times, this second half of the album almost feels entirely different.
Yeah,
first
it
half.
Definitely mutates.
Yeah, which is a cool theory. It's a cool method, if that's even intentional. But I mean, if it's
I think
just
it
a collective
was. I can't speak honestly to that, but I did read part of an interview with like kind of the lead person of The Armed, and he did say in the part that I did read that they actually front loaded the album with all of the aggressive songs and they let the album kind of taper out into their less aggressive material, which I think is interesting. It's an interesting way to normally you'd want to intersperse those songs, but maybe I'm like old fashioned or something. So
no, I think I'm a fickle listener and that really worked for me because the opener is so strong that I trusted everything thereafter. And I know that's a shame to admit, and I'm ashamed, but that's what I felt.
I don't think there's a shame to admit that. I think that that's, I as someone who loves albums, I think that, like, I like when there's a lot of intention placed in, like, the track listing. I think that that is what separates a collection of songs from an album, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that that's kind of an art form that's a little lost in this era of playlist and, you know, like, genocide sponsoring streaming platforms, you know? It's... it's definitely feeling a little bit like we're a little separated from what it means to curate and edit your own body of work, your own art form. And like, look, there's a power to releasing EPs and singles and stuff like that, especially for the distracted populace that we are now. But I still think there is such a merit to writing a cohesive body of work and then knowing how to lay it out in a way that feels like that too, right?
Yeah.
Because a bunch of great songs don't make a great album. A great album is something you definitely set out to like compose and write, in my opinion. I could be wrong, but... and we started today's set with Breacha Campbell, a song called, I actually looked up how to pronounce this because I was more, it's Kalyak. So Kalyak by Breacha Campbell from her album Sunwise. She's a Scottish composer that wanted to be inspired by drone and doom music. In her compositions to kind of have the bagpipe exit some of the more pastoral and, you know, universally tacky ways in which bagpipe is used. So really good listen, really worth it if you're looking for something kind of like cool to zone out to. You can do that in the sun while it's sunny, but today is looking kind of dreary, so... great. Let's go into some more songs because we're already midway and there's other stuff that I gotta touch on. So this next song is called Cloud 36. Wow, we're just going with all the numbers today. Cloud 36 by the band Wombo.
Thank you. stale as the daylight in photos of still lives, and grave as the bread that was left with no twist tie. My eye is the smooth side of magazine advertisements. I want what I can't buy. I buy any true lie. I lie with my hands tied and try to sleep at night. Lay me to bed under canopy tree lines. My mind is a jungle and stop lights. The traffic is static, no station to heaven. I'm heavy as plastic in the belly Atlantic. I want what I can't find. I find what I can't hide. I hide until it's time to sleep through the long night.
No! I'm faceless! Thank you.
Hello and welcome back to the not musical portion of I Come From the Mountain. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, likely the best radio station to exist on this side of the world. I don't have facts on that, but do I need facts? No, I just know it. It's a feeling in my gut, but it is my feeling and it should not be taken as a, there's no evidence to support this claim.
But also your feeling is your feeling.
It's true, but I don't think my feelings are official. That'd be a scary world if that was the case. So, great. You just heard a whole bunch of songs. So shall we talk about the songs?
Yeah, let's go through it. You got the list.
Yeah, so before we started yapping, we played a song by Lath of Heaven called Oblivion. It is off of their upcoming Sacred Bones release, Aurora. Aurora.
There's like a hard to pronounce R.
Yeah. Before that, you heard from the folk collective Milkweed called, they're called Milkweed. The song's called How Contrabore Was Begotten. And it is from their album Remskela. And then before that, you heard from Agriculture, a song called The Weight, off of their new album and strongly anticipated by me, probably, and hopefully other people, called Spiritual Sound, out on the Flenser at the end of this month. Then before that, you heard from Lael Neal, a song called Sleep Through the Long Night, off of her album Altogether Stranger. And we started off the second set of this hour with Wombo, a song called Cloud 36 from their brand new album, Danger in Fives. So I thought I was going to have time to talk about some personal stuff because that's kind of all I really want to talk about on the air. But there's some stuff that I need to talk about. I officially need to. This is official CITR business, which is we're not doing Victory Square Block Party this year. Which is crazy. It's the end of an era, but we are doing a block party. It's just not going to be at Victory Square, but it's going to be just as fun. Honestly, a little bit easier on us. And it's still going to bring, we're still going to be doing it in support of Megaphone. So all the best parts of Victory Square, except the fact of dealing with the city and Victory Square, are no longer the issue. So it's going to happen at Green Auto. It's going to be August 31st. It's at 3 p.m. Entry is by donation, and it should be noted that all the proceeds for the event will be going towards Megaphone Magazine. So even $5 goes a super long way. And we have a incredible lineup of bands for you. It's going to be Beats, Blues, and Bars, Emma Goldman, The Magic Triangle, Yawn, Miguel Maravilla, Trinkets. Is there someone else? Am I forgetting somebody?
No.
I think that's it. And then there's going to be a bunch of vendors of Megaphone who contributed to the Voices of the Street anthology. They're going to be doing some live poetry reading as well. There is going to be vendors. We're going to do a raffle. It is going to be a ton of fun. And we really hope to see you there, honestly. It's really cool that we get to work for this organization that gets to put on these kind of awesome events and accessible, too. So definitely come check it out. It's going to be a good time, August 31st at Green Auto. Lots of cool bands. Support CITR. Support Megaphone. Come say hi. We don't bite, I promise. So, and then after this, you're going to hear from The Real World, I think. I think they're still on after us. They'll come on next. Great. Just wanted to get some official CITR business in and out of the way.
And that's your news segment from I Come From the Mountain.
Yeah, this is a CITR news flash hour.
Yeah.
Technically, we always have to do that. That's like a requirement of having a show. We're just bad at it. Sorry, Kira. But, you know. So we're going to, this is it. This is the end. Thanks for missing us over this past 2 weeks. We are back now and we hope to be back for a minute. So we'll catch you next week. We're going to leave you with one more song. This is an oldie, but it's Tasha's pick and I'm here for it.
Yeah, it's Superconductor, a grungy group from Vancouver in the early 90s. They sometimes would play with up to 12 guitarists, I just read, which is crazy, and I can't hear it. But if you can hear it, cool.
So we're going to leave you with one more song by the Vancouver band Superconductor. This is a song called There Goes Helen, and it is off their 1993 album Hit Songs for Girls.
Hell yeah.
Which is like either a great name for an album or a terrible name for
Give
an album.
Give it to me.
But anyways, thanks for listening. It's been a pleasure. It always is. We'll catch you next week. This has been I Come From the Mountain from CITR 101.9 FM always. And as always, goodbye for now, Radio World. We'll be right back.
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Check it out. I found that canned ham and I put it in a pot of boiling water and guess what I'm calling it?
Soup?
Hot ham water.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Nourishing radio.
So watery. And yet there's a smack of ham to it.